Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order at 1900, October 11th, 2022. All rise for pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody. This time, if anybody wants to make any public comment, come up and sit in the seat and get your 2 minutes of fame. Okay, we'll move on then to the agenda review. Look for motion to adopt unless there's changes to be made.
No changes. Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to adopt the agenda as written.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckethead, aye. Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Buckethead, second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckethead, aye. Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Old city business. Bobcat Toolcat repairs.
All right, so we had talked about the AC unit on the Toolcat and also for a hydraulic leak. Brandon had taken the Toolcat to Lano's and they're wondering what they want us to do with it. But I think I maybe want to follow up and just see what the damage is for how bad the leak is. I mean, the AC, I don't know. I think we can probably, for the cost of that, probably get by without that.
I think a person can get by in the summertime with having the windows open.
Okay. So then I think what I'll do is I'll just get an estimate for the repairs, you know, before we make any decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I think they can just bring it back to us for now.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I don't, unless there was puddles standing fluid underneath the machine, I just don't know if we need to. Was it just dripping or was it?
I don't know how the extent of it. I never seen.
The picture I saw, it looked like it was a damn part. I mean, one drop of hydraulic fluid is going to cover a football field.
So, well, I mean, and what I want to check too with them is it just something that needs to be tightened?
Yeah. And we can bring it back. And I mean, if it's just a little drip, I mean, we don't need to fix it. I don't think, at least not yet. I mean, we don't have to get too aggressive.
Do we know what the cost is?
Yeah.
Okay. Move on then to new city business. Hopefully everybody had a chance to look in their packets and see that there is a copy of Victoria's predatory offender ordinance that they passed in there. Just refresh everybody's memory. If we decide to move along the line, so adding an ordinance to the books, there is a series of meetings that we would have to go through in order to get to the final phase. But this is where it's as an example of one that has recently passed in a city near us.
This is already passed on Victoria's end?
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously they didn't run into any legal issues. This was
Not yet.
What do you mean by that? I mean, did they have their legal look at it before it was passed, or is it yet to be reviewed by?
No, I'm assuming their legal team did look at it. But what I'm saying by as far as legal issues is one of the reasons you don't see a lot of cities have these ordinances is that sometimes an up and coming civics lawyer will try to cut their teeth on them and fight them. And usually they get paid fairly handsomely for it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which is it. Only reason why you don't see a lot of them in a lot of cities.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, what do we have to lose by moving forward with it?
Crafting
something similar anyway.
Or what I would suggest is just to have our attorney review it and probably hence have them write a memo in relation to adopting an ordinance, the pros and cons.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely look into something just to protect.
Yeah, that makes sense. So the next step would have our lawyer review what they've done.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. If anybody has any input into it too, whether it's council or residents, you know, let council or Jeremy know as well. If you like the language, don't like the language, like to see something change in the language. Obviously, once we have the lawyers review it, then we will bring it back before council, discuss it. And then at some point in time, if we decide to move forward, we'd have to have a public hearing, and then we can pass it at that next meeting. No other questions, and we'll move on then to the Watertown demolition quotes. Hopefully everybody had a chance to see the three quotes we got.
Yes, the recommendation from engineers after reviewing it is to award the bid to General Construction Services out of Somerset, Wisconsin, in the amount of $35,400 for the demo and removing the existing tower, the old tower.
Council, any questions?
Have they dealt with General Construction Services?
Yeah, they have no issues with them. Okay. Nope. Yep, we're good.
Okay. Councilman Tracy, make a motion to award the contract to General Construction Services Incorporated for $35,400 to demo the old water tower.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So moved and seconded to award General Construction Services Incorporated the bid for $35,400. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckton, aye. Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes.
And the beautiful thing that with that is we're almost $22,000 under the engineer's estimate.
Yeah.
And we had $40,000 in our budget from when we had it in for when we built the new tower. So we're under, we'll be under budget on that. So yeah, that's good.
It's awesome.
Perfect. Water main improvements at the old water tower.
Okay. So we've also had them put plans together for making the corrections for the water improvements there also at the old water tower. So at the next meeting, so we're going to accept them through November here yet, bids for those estimates. And then we'll have that at the next meeting in November.
And what do you remember, did they put together an estimate for that SEH?
Yeah, I think it was around 70,000, 80,000.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll double check that and send it to you so you have it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on then to part-time deputy clerk, utility billing clerk, and full-time public works positions.
I just kind of wanted to give council an update. I've put it in all the local papers and kind of more so went McLeod route and Sibley, and then to do the local paper here at least. I've had about 5-6 inquiries. I've gotten 3 applications for the deputy clerk position. I've had 2 inquiries for the public works, but I haven't received any applications. I just ran it till October 21st, hoping, you know, we can maybe streamline this, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see on the apps. I didn't know if council had anything that they, had a chance to kind of review them. And I mean, we just basically ran the same ads as we did last time. Probably the main question I get is you know, a salary range.
Mm-hmm. Which, when you're getting inquiries, are you letting them know that there's bumps for the sewer and water license?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So I just want
to refresh my memory. What is the starting pay or what is planned on?
Well, we haven't really set nothing. Nothing's, you know, set in stone.
Okay.
In there, we have a broad range of 20 to 28 based on qualifications.
Okay. How long after we hire someone will it take? Even like, what are we looking for?
So like for sewer and water licenses?
No, or just for hiring someone like.
Yeah, see, and that's then it's doing the background check, but it usually doesn't take long. Probably can get that done within a week, but then it's getting the. So you're probably looking at 2 to 3 weeks because then you got to do the drug and alcohol testing.
Because I'm just wondering about snow and like.
I know.
Like Miller, right. But they ain't going to shovel nothing. Would be better off like finding like someone who does it.
Yeah, and that's something we can look at contract, because even I looked at like mowing, I've gotten some estimates for, you know, contracting that out. And, you know, if we have to do shoveling, I mean, I can do some of that to a point, but then maybe we look at either contract with someone else or Miller's helping us out on that. I mean, ideally, I'd like to, you know, it'd be nice to get someone
before
the snow flies, but.
Council, any other questions?
No.
Okay. Move on then to the computer IT services and networking.
Okay. So I've looked into some hourly rates and feel I'm in the wrong profession, but you're looking at about $200 to $225 an hour for a professional IT person to come in and set up our computer system. I've talked to a few people that I know that work in the IT field, and kind of what everybody's going to now is the cloud-based.
Mm-hmm.
So either Microsoft or Google. We already have kind of Google. So really all I need is a couple hours, probably for someone to come in and set everything up. And because, you know, there's sensitive data there, I just want to make sure when we do set this up that, you know, I could try it myself, but I want to make sure everything's set up right for sharing, backing up. And what's in there is, you know, public versus private is separated too. And then that there's strict, I can put restrictions on there who has access to mm-hmm. certain files too. Yeah. So
it's got to
be, yeah, gotta be right. It's got to be done right. So, you know, the two companies I've got, one was $200 and one was $225. And so I'm open to if anybody else knows any.
And you're figuring a couple hours roughly?
Yeah, that's what they think, right? For what I've told them what we want to do. So we ain't doing nothing any, you know, major.
Well, here. If you just budget for 5 hours, that way if something a little glitch comes.
I think 2-3 hours should be sufficient from people I've talked to. So if you know someone else that does IT, drop me a line.
Okay. Any questions, Council, on that?
Nope.
Good. The next thing on the item here is we'll be looking to set the Canvas board meeting and the next general meeting for November. Did find out that there's a hunting conflict on the 15th for a couple of people, I guess. Maybe he doesn't know.
I do know. I didn't realize I was part of this.
So what I look for a motion is to set the canvassing board meeting for the general election on November 10th of 2022, and then move the city council meeting because of the election from the 8th to the 10th at 7 o'clock.
Councilman Buckstein, I'd make a motion to set canvas board meeting for general election for November 10th and move the November 8th council meeting to November 10th at 7 p.m.
Councilman Poplar, seconded.
So moved and seconded to set the canvas board meeting for general election on November 10th and move the November 8th meeting to the November 10th at 7 p.m. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckstein, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Linda, aye. All opposed. Passes. So make sure everybody gets that circled on their thing. Make sure you're not working that night there, Tim.
Yes, yeah.
Right, we'll move on then to city council reports. Councilman Buckentine.
I have nothing.
Councilman Poplar.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
The only thing I would have is that we will get a newsletter out this week. So I know there are two candidates that are in the audience tonight. Make sure you get, if you want anything written up for you, to Jeremy so we can get that on the newsletter as well by the end of business day Wednesday. Because we'll try to get it out Thursday or Friday. Otherwise, that's all I have. Anybody else have anything for the good of the city?
Your water bill this week?
They will be coming out this week.
Okay. Look online. Okay. Yeah. So. Maybe you give us a free
one. Yeah. Just a little short staff. I'm doing my best.
Well, obviously, we know what his first motion is going to be if he gets elected. Anything else for the good of the city? Otherwise, I look for a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Poplar, seconded.
It's moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Lefton, aye. Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council is adjourned for October 11th at 19:15.